Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hi everybody, hi Raphaël Walter.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today. You are architect. In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Right, so my name is Raphaël Walter. I graduated as an architect about 5 years ago, and I'm one of the three founders of the cooperative Anatomie d'Architecture, based in Paris and Marseille. And in a few words, our practice focuses on alternative types of constructions based on very important ecological principles on different levels. First, in terms of construction, for example, we work mostly with natural materials, traditional materials. We work with straw bales, hemp, clay, things like that, and we try to promote this kind of materials through our projects. We also focus on research. We do a lot of research in our practice. Research is actually what was the founding base of our of Anatomie d'Architecture. 2 years ago, we started a project with Mathis Rager, my architect colleague, and Emmanuel Stern, who is an anthropologist. And we did a research project called the Tour de France des Maisons Écologiques, the Tour de France of Ecological Houses. And we documented 30 different projects all around France. And we, from this research, we made an exhibition. And then we published a book. And the idea was to communicate to mainstream audience what exists in terms of alternative types of constructions in France. And we keep doing this type of research projects today, still focusing on materials and different regions in France. And the third thing we focus on in our practice is teaching and transmission through different mediums, through classes in architecture schools and such, through lectures, through participative construction weeks, as we've done recently in Normandy. I think that that's about it.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about your emblematic project in Normandy? It's very different of your experience in New York.
Yes. In my previous experience of architecture before founding Anatomie d'Architecture, I experienced ecological architecture a little bit when I was working in the United States in New York, and it was a very interesting project, an ecological house. But
you are more purist.
Yes, the thing with this house I used to I worked on in the United States, it was an ecological house with wood and wood on the facades, insulation made of natural material and stuff like this. But there were so many dead ends as well, like photovoltaic panels from Spain, and the foundations were made entirely of concrete, and many materials were coming from afar, sometimes from the other side of the world, things like this. And now what we're doing with Anatomie d'Architecture, yes, I guess you could say we're a bit more purist. And for example, one of the projects we're working on currently is a renovation project in Normandy, It's a renovation project on a about 80 square meters house. It's a project that combines both renovation and an extension. We renovate a tiny sort of cottage, I think would be the English word to describe Longère. It's a brick made cottage that we re-insulate entirely with hemp and mixed with mud. And we add to this little cottage an extension that's made of wood frames. And we try through this extension to reinterpret and remodernize the construction method of colombage, which I think is called a wood frame as well in English. That we insulate as well with hemp and mixed with mud. That is a reinterpretation of the technique called le torchis. That's very, very common in Normandy. So what we're trying to do with this project is to combine traditional knowledge and traditional practices with what we can do today with modern techniques, but still using natural materials coming from a very, very limited area. So we defined constraints at the base of this project that were first working with traditional technique and natural materials, try not to use any concrete, try to use not any plastic, even though we had to do some concessions, and to use materials exclusively from less than 100 kilometers. So through this project, we managed to put at stake our three ways to practice our architecture through construction, by choosing natural materials, by choosing natural materials from not afar. Also, research. We had to do a huge research to find all the materials from less than 100 kilometers. We visited forests where the wood that's in the house is from. We visited hemp fields. We visited traditional brick factories, but also carriers, to be aware and to be able to tell our clients what's here in your house. It comes from there. It was transformed there. It was set up this way, and this is how it's going to work in your house. So that's the research, and then we also do transmission and teaching through this project. We welcomed 3 weeks ago, 14 volunteers came to our construction site, to the house's construction site, to learn a technique, a traditional technique called les quenouilles, which is a way to make flooring and to do phonic insulation between different floors. And it's a technique that's made of wood sticks that you can literally cut at the back of your garden, and then around these wood sticks you sort of roll straw and mud, just sort of sculpt it, and then you put it in between your different purlins, and that's it. And then you let it dry for about 3-4 weeks, and you have a perfectly insulated, phonically speaking, floor in your house. Well, and it was a big success, and many, many people came to also visit the construction site, the participative construction. There were more than 100 people that came from the village next to the Costil. So it was a success, and I think we're going to do it again.
Do you think it's a new methodology?
Yeah, I think there's a huge potential behind this on the three different aspects, both constructions, research and pedagogy. Well, for example, regarding pedagogy, I think there's a very, very big potential in the fact that we know that many people would be ready to be volunteers, to learn new techniques, to learn things from a very, very knowledgeable craftsman. And I think it would enable people that would think that they would not have enough money or enough knowledge to build differently. But if they know that they're going to be accompanied by craftsmen that can also be teachers and train other people for techniques, and know that volunteers would be interested in working on these kind of techniques, people maybe would dare a bit more trying new things. So I think there's potential behind this. Also, I think regarding research, I think, maybe it's a part of a new and different methodology. At least it really feeds our practice deeply and very intensely. I don't think we could imagine today building somewhere in France without getting interested or focusing on what's both the traditional techniques in these areas, and also know what's the materials you can find in different areas of France, because it's very, very different in different regions. It will be stone in the southeast, it will be clay in the southwest, it will be wood frame in the northwest, and it's very rich. But and in terms of construction, it's a new methodology also because we, well, we try new things.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that it could be a replicable model all over the world?
Yeah, I think many people must be doing the exact same thing throughout the world. And actually, it's interesting what you're saying because we were very, very proud of our project, the Tour de France, des Maisons Écologiques, because we felt that there were starting to be many, many books that were published in the past years about ecological architecture, and very often focusing on projects overseas in Africa, South America, Australia. But the way we approached it is that we focused on France and we took time to discover our own country and our own the techniques that exist in our own lands. And it was already a huge work. I mean, it's the different techniques you can encounter in France is it's huge. So I think it's, maybe it's replicable to different parts of the world, but I don't think it would be the exact same way.
Yes.
It could be different. Mm. It could be made differently.
Mm. Okay. A last word? A conclusion?
Last word. As we often say with Matisse, what we really like in our practice is to raise questions and not propose answers. Because we like to think that we learn things from people still, and more than we try to convince people of what we're doing. I mean, we're still very, very young and naive on many things. And
you are the future. Bye bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.